Before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Filene's Amplifying Impact Conference. And in this particular clip, Filene Fellow and UCSD Professor Mai Nguyen talks about, or actually she gives us quite a history lesson in the inequities of access to capital. And she provides us with a sad, unfortunate example of the real estate industry in the 1940s in St. Louis about urban renewal. And in this case, urban renewal is not a very positive term here. So she gives us this example of the inequities of access to capital. So check it out.
For hundreds of years, the U.S. has operated within a system of legalized segregation. It was legal to discriminate and segregate by race, ethnicity, sex, religion, and other dimensions of one's identity until the 1964 Civil Rights Act. What this means is that for much of our history, our laws, our policies, our practices, were intended to create a separate society. This is a map of the city of St. Louis, Missouri. And this is a replica of a realtor's agreement map from the 1940s, which indicates neighborhoods where Black families could live. Real estate agents agreed that the only neighborhoods where Black families could be shown housing was in the pink shaded neighborhoods. And what happened was that this allowed for the spatial concentration of Black households. Realtors also engaged in blockbusting, where they scared white house homeowners into selling their homes at low prices because they said the neighborhood was turning over and becoming a Black neighborhood, and then turned around and sold these same homes to Black families at a much higher price, thereby making a significant profit for themselves. The Homeowners Loan Corporation, a government agency, was also instrumental in devaluing Black neighborhoods. They created these redlining maps in over 250 cities throughout the country, which essentially identified Black neighborhoods as risky investments and discouraged lenders to provide mortgages in those red areas. Without the ability to get mortgages in these areas, it essentially marked these neighborhoods for decline and disinvestment. This is the same map of St. Louis where you can see that the redlined areas, the red shaded areas, are the same Black neighborhoods where real estate agents concentrated Black families. And as you can see from those maps, those neighborhoods were doomed for economic failure. The private sector's disinvestment in these neighborhoods, the private and public sector, actually, disinvestment in these neighborhoods led to the physical and economic decline. And then in the mid 20th century, the federal government decides to offer massive amounts of funding to cities to clear these blighted areas for a program called urban renewal, otherwise known as slum clearance, to build large infrastructure projects such as this highway, as you can see in this picture. And this is the highway that was built in St. Louis. However, it was low-income Black communities where these highways were often sited. In Mill Creek Valley in St. Louis, for example, 20,000 people, of which 96% of them were African Americans, were uprooted from their homes for the development of a new highway and a massive new public housing structure, Pruitt-Igoe. They were displaced from their homes without any government assistance for relocation. Around this same period of time that urban renewal was occurring, the public and private sectors began to invest in the construction of the suburbs. Massive federal, state, and local investments were being poured into building affordable single-family homes in the suburbs. creating a massive outmigration of families from the cities to the suburbs throughout the 1950s to the 1970s. And notably, the suburbs were initially only open to white families. So what you see is that these laws and policies and practices by the public and private sector has created a landscape of hyper-segregation today. And you can see this from the map of St. Louis. This is population growth over time. And the darker areas show neighborhoods with a higher concentration of African Americans. And the lighter areas are where non-Blacks live. And so these cities, St. Louis is not unique among cities across the U.S., but in fact, this pattern exists in many major cities, most major cities throughout the U.S., this pattern of hypersegregation. And the concentration of race within space has consequences to access to capital. This map here has dots showing home loans overlaid by minority population. And you can see that where minorities are concentrated, the darker shaded areas here, mortgage lending is pretty much non-existent. And this is mortgage lending data from 2012 to 2014. And if we think that for most of us, buying a home is the biggest investment of our lifetimes and a primary mechanism to build wealth, you can see that these historic practices of realtor agreements and redlining in the mid-20th century still have an impact today, still have a lasting impact in this unequal landscape of capital in certain communities. So how can credit unions help to alter the system of unequal access to capital? And how can credit unions build human, social, and financial capital in communities that have this capital deficit? Some of you may be asking, where do we even start, right? These problems have been around for such a long time, and they are so complex. And what you find when you work and engage in the work of community development is that all communities are so different. Right? Cornetta talked about this with consumers, right? All consumers are different also. And communities have unique political and spatial histories that have shaped where and how groups are sorted out in space and which groups have the power and resources. And so understanding this context before you dive in and set your strategy is really important. And then once you know the history of your community, that will help you dig deeper into the root causes of this capital deficit. You might ask, are there certain groups that have been disproportionately excluded? And then you dig deeper in trying to find out why. Next, I would suggest that you aim for systematic and structural change. So providing families with access to capital is important. But changing systems and structures that perpetuate unequal access to capital can have a greater impact, have a greater effect on serving many more families. And then step four, to truly know if you're having impact on the communities that you're serving, the best way to do this is to have deep engagement with the community and community members, and to really co-design solutions with them. This will require building trust and developing social capital that I talked about earlier, between communities and credit unions. Credit unions can provide that bridging capital that low-resource communities really need. And then, in order to be strategic and track whether or not you're making progress, I would suggest starting small and prototype. Test out your policy or your program, see if it works, make tweaks, and then iterate. Then always evaluate to see if you're really having the impact that you want to see. And if it works and you start to see success, you start to see measurable impacts, you start to see families achieving their economic mobility goals, you start to see real impacts on family well-being and quality of life, then you scale up. And once you have more and more success and scalable solutions, then you start to see systems change.
Thank you very much, Mai, and stay tuned for more news here and coverage of Filene's Amplifying Impact Conference here on CU Broadcast.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.